Like where systems go. Let me slash up the maggot line at 4321-101. Go ahead.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
What's happening?
I feel like a man.
All right, listen. It's Friday, and I'm feeling pretty radical. How about doing me a nice gory Sergeant Fury?
Boot-a-da-boot-a-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-boot-a-da-boot-a-da-ba-ba-ba-ba.
There you go. Cut him down.
Just wade into him, huh?
Yeah.
Just wade into him with that gun chattering in your hands.
There you go. M16A1 communist killing rifle.
Yeah, just have that thing right at your hip, and you just... There's only one position. You just break off the spur on full auto.
Everybody.
Put it down.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. There's nothing like it, the smell of the cordite in your nostrils. The body's splayed in grotesque postures of death. You love it, but the thing is, you don't realize what it's really like, though. That's it, huh? You like to hear me telling about it, but you don't really know what it was like to be there. Sure, we can joke about it. We can joke about slinging the lead, but have you any idea what it's like? Have you any idea what it's like to wake up at night hearing those voices? The voices that don't stop! Sure, it sounds glorious to you, thinking of it all, standing there, because you're safe and smug in your stinking Silver Spring apartment. You weren't in there in Jing Chao and Fang Si, Tuk Lao and Ming Sap. You weren't there in all those places with your guts tightening, not knowing whether you'd make it through the next day, with the leeches sucking at your blood. You weren't there with a name on my uniform said Grease Manelli, but everybody knew me as Sergeant Fury. Quang Tree, 1967. I learned hard, I learned fast. I became a man in Nam in one day. Well, we'd gotten off the plane, and as we stood there smoking camels on the tarmac waiting for the bus, all the guys were full of youthful optimism. They were saying, boy, I wonder how long it's going to be before I get my first kill. My little brother expects me to send him a commie sword, so, hey, I got first dibs on the first one we come across. Boy, it sure is hot here. Anybody got any more bug juice? I just stood there, quietly smoking a camel, watching him. Scared kids displaying bravado. Well, a card game broke out when we got on the bus, and I was kind of sitting on the floor, in between everybody, waiting to get to the base. Well, as the bus rounded a turn, there was a commie machine gun set up on the bank, and it just opened up! Lacing that bus from one end to the other! Scared kids! Blown away before they'd even had a chance to fire a shot! I watched in horror! I was sitting on the floor! Lead was flying over my head there! As I cowered, and the blood fell out of me! I busted out one of the windows! And returned fire! The fire was too much. I was blown back to the bottom of the bus. And I cowered underneath my dead comrades. Well, they knew they had me. I could hear them all surrounding the bus. They couldn't get in the front door because that thing was too blocked up with the dead and the wounded. Instead, they forced open the back door because that made me open out. And they started coming on board. I had no other choice. I reached into my vest and I started pulling out grenades and just rolling them down the floor of the bus. Yeah! They were raining commies, and then I sprayed them! Yeah! I sprayed them as they tried to come in the door! And when they were too much for me, I'd roll another grenade. I mean, talk about ruining the resale value on that bus. I mean, it was blood splattered. It was pockmarked with bullets. The grenade had blown out the tail end. There were limbs of VC hanging out the doors. And still they came at me. I crawled forward, pulling the driver out of the chair. And lying there on the floor, I put that baby in gear. With my hands, I worked the clutch and the accelerator. And I took off out of there. The bus was laboring. I thought any second it'd blow a rod. On top of everything else, we had to go uphill, moving at a big 10 miles an hour. But still, it was my only hope. I was completely outnumbered. I was down to one clip of ammo. And sure enough, that bus, aching... Well, we got about to the top of the hill when the engine gave out, and so did I. When that engine quit, I knew there was no answer but to face my destiny. And at that moment, lo, I behold death there. And he rode a pale horse as I sat there. I just laid back and I lit a camel as that bus started to roll backwards. I didn't realize it, but the VC piled into a couple of Jeeps, and they took off after me. I could hear them as they rounded the bends, giving, oh, my ears, oh, my ears. Well, that bus came down backwards, and they didn't see it till it was too late. I jumped out the back. They were all stunned, lying there from the collision. And I just started mopping them up. I just took care of them right as they sat there, slumped over in the Jeep. It wasn't easy, but I did what I had to do. I surveyed the ruin. The bus. The Jeeps. The men. I was the only one left. And as I stood there, a little villager girl crawled out of the weeds. She said, hey, G.I., you think I'm pretty? $25. And I'm thinking there, my God, what an insane place this is. I said, little girl, you come to me. Surrounded by my dead comrades, by your dead comrades, limbs in the road, blood everywhere, vehicles still smoldering.
Did you offer yourself for $25?
I looked her right in the eye and I said, make it 20.
Gee, I never knew our account.
Just listen.
26.